Today is a very special day, the disappearance of Tirubhava Sanatana Goswami. Srila Sanatana Goswami is Tirubhava Utsav Ki. And of course, all over India, it's famous as being Guru Purnima, the appearance day of Srila Vyasadeva, who is actually empowered. He's a Shakti Vesh avatar of Lord Krishna. He's a jiva, jiva shakti empowered by the Lord to compile all the Vedic literature for the benefit of humankind. So everywhere in India, people are celebrating the Vyasa Purnima by worshipping their spiritual masters in Haridwar, Pushkar, Mathura, Vrindavan, Dwarka, anywhere where there may be a guru of Vaishnava guru or the Mayavad Shankar Sampradaya, Dvaita Sampradaya. Everyone is working. It's a big, big day to honor the representative of divinity. The whole of India is actually surcharged with a reverential mood, a mood of worship, a mood of respect, a mood of appreciation. It's a big day for Guru Dan. Everyone goes, usually every disciple goes one day a year and visits his guru in India. They go one day a year. They must, no matter where they are, they must go one day a year and visit their guru on Guru Purnima and take his ashirvad. Or one year's worth of ashirvad, blessing, and they make some donation. And then one day a year is reserved for Guru, and one day a year is reserved for God. Every year, one day every year, all pious Hindus, Vaishnavas, they will go to the temple of Krishna and pay their respects to Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan, please bless me for another year of success in my industry. And then they all put 101 rupees in the hundi box. This is one big day they worship Guru and one big day they worship God. That's very good. In Bengali they have a phrase that Prabhupada would say, most people pray to God when they're in trouble. People get in trouble, difficulty, obstacles, hardships, and they say, oh God, please help me. Please uplift me, or please give me power or strength or knowledge or facility. Remove my problems in life. Solve my problems, oh God. Please be my problem solver. But in this phrase, Prabhupada said that most people pray to God when they're in trouble. But if you pray to God when you're not in trouble, then you won't get in trouble. So that means every day we should pray to God. Because we're not usually in trouble all the time. So if we always pray to God, then we're always connected with God. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakanchati Sanasravesha Bhutesha Bhaktim Navate Param. Then Prasanatma, one is Brahma Bhuta, one is connected with Brahman or Param Brahman Sri Krishna, then he's Prasanatma, he's joyful. Sometimes every time I look at certain people, they're like, the face is the TV screen of the program that's playing in our hearts. Whatever program is coming in the cable is being shown on the screen of our face. As Prabhupada would say, the face is the index of the mind. Index means the sensen, whatever they call it, the stock index of India or something. So sensex. That's an interesting name. Sensex. Sinsex. Sinsex. Sensex. Sinsex. Sex is sin. Sin is sex. What is the sensex India? What is the sensex index in India? Very high. very, very high last year that cranked out a billion. 1 billion. 1 billion products. Gross national product was 1 billion kids were born last year in India. But Vrindavan is very special. Like everywhere else in India, all of the pious people in Vrindavan are worshipping their gurus today. People from Vrindavan and the Vrindavan area, Agra, and also Rajasthan. But only very few people have the fortune to have a guru, a Diksha guru. It's very, very rare. It's told in Puran that everyone gets a mother and father in every birth. Birth after birth we get a mother and father. But very, very rare we get guru. 1,000 births go by, 1 lakh of births go by, 10 lakhs of births go by, species go by, hundreds of species go by, thousands of species go by, and the soul is traveling from species to species and body to body and universe to universe. We think I'm Punjabi, I'm Maharashtrian, I'm Russian, the next life I'll be on this planet. There's no guarantee that we will even take birth on the same planet. It's not that once an earthling, always an earthling. Once a Punjabi, always a Punjabi. I'm Nitya Punjabi. Nitya earthling. You can be an earthling, a resident of earth now in this body, a Russian body, next life be in Pataloka. Very easily. There's tickets. Yamaraj is issuing tickets. Oh, so many airline tickets he's giving. Pataloka, Swargaloka, what is that? Animal bodies. Turtle is swimming in the ocean, vast, unlimited ocean, and there's one piece of wood floating in the ocean. And that one piece of wood has a hole in it. There's one hole in that piece of wood. And the turtle comes up, the sea turtle comes up, catches some air and goes down under the sea. And with one breath he can stay under the water for 30 minutes. That's his capacity, his breathing capacity. We take one breath and we wonder, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And by 30 seconds we have to come up. Because our capacity is less. We are not turtles. We are land creatures, not in-between creatures. Amphibians, they're in-between. They're living in the water, but they depend on air. But the fish live in the water and they drink water. They get their oxygen from water. Their prana comes from water. But amphibians get their prana from air, like we earthlings. So they take one breath and they go under for 30 minutes, and some 45 minutes. So one time coming up every 45 minutes, he sticks his head up, and somehow or other, that piece of wood, the hole in that piece of wood is big enough to fit his head, first of all, and sea turtles have big heads, not small heads. And his head goes right inside that hole of wood. Doink. The chances of that happening are very, very rare. So the chances of receiving a guru are very, very rare. In Braj Mandal, in Rajasthan, other places, not everyone has that fortune of connecting with the guru, meeting the guru. But they want some authority in their life. They want someone to pray to, someone to take shelter of, someone who is powerful, merciful, and always there. The Guru is Nitya. Guru is powerful, he's merciful, he's always there. He's Nitya. Nitya Guru. He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die, although it's still living in sound, living, spread the holy name around. Vaishnavas, Gurus, they never die because they live in Shabda, Shabda Brahman. They are broadcasting Shabda Brahman. They're residing there. They live in that space. They live in the space of mantra. They live in the space of Shabda and mantra. That is their area. They're not residents of the earth. They're not limited by time and place and country. These are all material factors. Kala is me. I am time and I control everything except his own spiritual dimension. The spiritual dimension is controlled by prema. Prema is the ruler there. So what to do? They have no guru, so they take shelter of Giriraj. Well, Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. All the local people in Braj Mandal and all these areas, they see Giriraj as their guru, as their father, as their grandfather. In the household, we may have one grandfather living in the house, and the grandfather will be called Baba. Baba. Grandfather Baba. Oh Baba. And we will go to the grandfather and we'll look for mercy. We'll look for guidance. We'll look for help. Oh Baba, please give mercy. And grandfather is always there. He's not going anywhere. He lives with him. He's 24 hours a day. My grandfather's with him. Baba's always there. For guidance, for shelter, for mercy. Therefore, in Braj Mandal, they refer to Giriraj, Govardhan Nath, Govardhan Dari. They refer to him as Giriraj Baba. And all the Brijvasis, they have a Govardhan Shila in their house. And they call him Giriraj Baba. And when the children have any problem in the house, they have some difficulty and they go to their parents. And the parents said, look, don't bother me. Go to Giriraj Baba. Go talk to Baba. Go reveal your mind to Baba. So the kids go to Giriraj. They say, oh, Giriraj Baba. Then they have this Baba that he's like their Baba, like their father, their grandfather. In a larger way, not in the houses, but here in Braj Mandal, this Giriraj Govardhan Parva, Giriraj Baba, he's the Baba or the Guru, the grandfather, the father, the grandfather, the teacher, the guru, the shelter, the mercy, the support, who's always there, 24 hours a day. You can always count on Giriraj Baba. He's the guru for all these people. That is why in Guru Purnima, lakhs upon lakhs upon lakhs upon lakhs upon lakhs of people come to honor Giriraj, to do puja, and to do parikrama, and show the respect. Because the best way to worship Giriraj, the best way to do puja of Giriraj is to do parikrama, Giriraj parikrama. This is what pleases him most. He loves to see people going around him. And it began with Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj began the first Govardhan Parikrama. Nanda Maharaj showed a Rohini, Krishna Balaram, and the bullock carts. And everyone walked around after the Govardhan Puja. So this is a day that everyone worships their Guru, Giriraj Baba. And they pray to him. But especially in Vrindavan, only in Vrindavan and nowhere else in entire India, everywhere it's called Vyas Purnima, everywhere it's called Guru Purnima. But only in Braj Mandal this day is written on the Hindi calendar, it's called Mundi Purnima. Mundi Purnima. This is a very special thing. Another unique aspect of Braj Mandal. What is this Mundi Purnima? What is Mundi? Because Mundi means bald head. Shaved head. The entire Braj Mandal has become so much deep in their culture that one person's influence, the influence of one person, the influence of one person on this Braj Mandal has entered the mind and heart of everyone for the last 500 years. How much prabhav. One person has created this, has had such influence because someone comes, they come and they go, they come, prime ministers come and go. Who was the prime minister 30 years ago? Oh, I don't know. You ask anybody in India, who was the prime minister 30 years ago? I don't know. Who knows? 10 years ago? I don't know. So their fame is very short-lived. Prime Minister of India, 1 billion people. But this person, he came and lived here 500 years ago, and his fame is still going on solid for 500 years. Everybody in Braj Mandal says this is Mundi Purnima. And when you ask your Baba in your house, oh Baba, why is it called Mundi Purnima? Oh, 500 years ago there was a great saint. There was one Gaudiya Baba. One Gaudiya Baba lived here in Braj Mandal. His name was, I don't know, we call him Mundi Baba. We call him Mundi Baba. I think his name was Sanatan or something. Sanatan Goswami Padaki. So this Mundi Purnima is referring to Sanatan Goswami. Mundi Baba. Because when he came here 500 years ago, he was the first, one of the first Gaudiya Vaishnavas to come to Braj Mandal after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had never seen such a thing. It's a new phenomenon. It began with Lord Chaitanya. Braj Mandal has been around for a long time. They had seen Neem Bark Acharya. He lived in Neem Gaon. Neem Gaon is near Govardhan. He spent so many years, 40, 60, 80 years here. I think he was born here actually, Neem Bark. And he is a sadhu, great acharya, Neem Bark Sampradaya. He had long hair, long beard. And all his followers, long hair and long beard. And here comes his Baba with no hair. So effulgent, so renounced, so detached, and so much full of love, and so wise, brilliant. How does he know so much? He's walking around with this piece of cloth around his waist, nothing, a kamandalu. He's saying Radhe, 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 Radhe all day, and then chanting his mala, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But if we, and he's moving all these Nimbarki sadhus. They've been here for hundreds of years, for 900 years, 1,000 years. They have their temples, they have their kutis, and they stay and do their nirjan bhajan. They don't mix up. They do a little madhukari, but they do the bhajan. But this Baba, he's wandering all over the Braj. Sometimes he's in Kamban, sometimes he's in Gokul, sometimes he's in Vrindavan, sometimes in Nandagam, sometimes in Govardhan, sometimes in Manasigamba. He's wandering everywhere. And he's so effulgent. When we see him, we're spontaneously attracted to him. He seems to be an abode of unlimited love. He's not absorbed in his own nirjan bhajan. He's not contained within his own shell like a turtle. A turtle withdrawn within his shell. He seems completely expansive and radiant and effulgent with some special quality that we've never seen before. What is that quality that he was effulgent with? Gauranga Prem. Gauranga Prem. Radha Krishna Prem. He impressed everyone. So they were attracted as soon as he entered the village. Everyone came out to meet him. And when they met him, they were totally impressed. And he would just talk with them and speak with them. He was truly interested in all the people. He wasn't just, Hare Krishna, give me a roti, Hare Krishna. He didn't just come to the gate, say Radhe, Radhe, take some rotis and go home, like every other sadhu. He was different. He was very, very different. He was very much caring about us. He would come to the gate and say Radhe, Radhe, and we would gather around and say, Sadhu Baba, you're different, you have shaved head. You have no beard and no hair. Where are you from? He said, I'm from East Bengal, Ramgeli. I am the brother of Rupa Goswami. I am a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu? Who is this Mahaprabhu? We know Mahaprabhu. We know Vallabhacharya. We know Vallabha. Who is it? You're saying Mahaprabhu. You mean Vallabha. Long hair and... No. He's a sannyasi. Sannyasi? Well, Vallabha is married. Our Mahaprabhu is married. He has three children. Who is this Mahaprabhu? No, this is Sri Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, I never heard. I know Vallabha. I know our Mahaprabhu. My father's in the Shaitanya Sampradaya. Because he's also all over Braj. Braj is mostly, all of Braj is Vallabha Acharya followers and Nimbark. And a few Haridas Swami, Makriya. That's basically 90% of Braj. But yours different. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now there's two Mahaprabhus. Yes. Have you ever seen them? Yes, my grandfather was saying some time ago, a year or two ago, one or two years ago, some great effulgent, very, very tall, golden form was moving around in some incredible Mahabhava ecstasies. Maybe that, was that Mahaprabhu? Was he very, very tall? Yes, yes, he was 7 feet tall. The Sanatana was very small, very short, five and a half. Small, short people. Shorter than Lord Chaitanya, that's for sure. So you are a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana would ask them, so is everything all right? How is your fields? How is your production? How is your crop production? And they would say something. Then Sanatana would say, let me advise you. He would advise them about crop production. Then he would ask them, how is everything with your family, your husband-wife relations and children? Oh, my wife, you know, she's always complaining there's not enough money and, you know, this and that. And don't buy her enough saris and this and that. So then he would discuss with them and meet with them on any subject matter, crop production, the politics or religious matters or family or any yagyas or pujas, he had the answer because he looked like a beggar, a mendicant with torn cloth and a kamandalu. They didn't know, he didn't give them any introduction card. Do you know I'm Sanatana Goswami, BS, MBS, MBS, PBB, PBS, XYZ, London, England, Japan. He didn't give them, his effulgence was his introduction. His compassion was his introduction. His vast depth of knowledge and realization was his introduction. And his unlimited ocean of prema that he was swimming in was his introduction. And that's all the introduction he needed. They didn't know that he was the prime minister of Hussein Shah. They didn't know that he was managing 100 million people. They didn't know that he had a PhD in math and psychology and astronomy and Sanskrit. They didn't know that because he didn't advertise. So therefore, he answered all their questions. They had so much love for him that they didn't want him to leave the village. Sanatana Goswami, please stay in our village. Baba, he said, no, I'm just staying overnight. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. No, please, can't you stay a couple of days, please? We just love speaking with you and hearing with you, and you're solving our problems. And no, I have to move on. I have to go on. So we go from village to village to village, all over Vrindavan. Sometimes he would do Vrindavan Purkama and visit so many villages, then come to Govardhan Purkama. And then go on to Mathura and do Madhukari. Then come back to Dwadasaditya Tila all in one day. He's walking 160 kilometers in one day. 160 kilometers walking in one day. How is it possible? Because he's a parishad of Krishna. Lavanga Manjari. Radharani's Hasta Manjaris. Lavanga Manjari Ki. And the lotus of Braj opens and closes to facilitate the pastimes of the parishads of the Lord. When big space becomes small space becomes big space. When Jatila is coming to the Suryakund, small space becomes big space. It's not very far from Yavat to Suryakund. It's only 1 hour. When she starts walking, it takes 3 hours. She's walking, walking. Why is it taking so long? It's usually only an hour away. Because by the time the message gets from Javat down to Radhakund, then they wind up the Pashakela, then they have to take Krishna to Kunjara to change into the Vishwasharma at the skies, and they have to go. So they need time. So everything becomes very long. And then the distance between Radhakund and Suryakund is about so-called 6 kilometers, and it becomes like 100 meters. So Radharani steps out of the Chitrasakhi's Kunj, after Pashakela, this board game, you say Chopra or something like that, Pashakela, Chopra. And then she goes 100 meters and she's in Suryakund. So she's there. Then Jatila gets her, she's all perspiring. Radharani, Jatila, why are you so tired? I've been walking for 3 hours in the hot sun. 3 hours? Where did you come from? I came from Yavat. Yavat is only 45 minutes. I don't know, but it took me 3 hours. Well, what do you know? So this is Braj. So Sanatana Goswami is walking 160 kilometers, or maybe it's only a couple hours. Therefore, because he was helping them so much, as Murari Gupta is glorified in his Charitra, as a great doctor, he's Hanuman and Ram Lila, Murari Gupta. In Gaura Lila, he was a physician, a doctor. And he was famous because he was curing two diseases, because everyone has two diseases in this world. One disease is the disease of cancer, this, that, whatever disease we have. The other disease is Hamkar. That I am the body. I am this body. I am not the eternal servant of Krishna. Murari Gupta, he was famous because he was curing all their material diseases and their spiritual disease. Not spiritual disease, but it says like that. He was curing them materially and spiritually, which means that he was curing their material disease of cold and flu and whatever. At the same time, he was purifying them of their ignorance and reawakening their spiritual life. In the same way, Sanatana Goswami was for the Vrijavasis, solving all their material problems and enlightening them in Krishna consciousness, Gauranga consciousness. There is one village, it's described in Bhakti Ratnakar, there's one village in Braj where the people were so insistent and so demanding and so loving of Sanatana. He said, please, Baba, please stay for 3 days. In the Shastras it says that a saintly person should stay at least 3 days in a holy place. If you visit Haridwar, you should stay for 3 days minimum. This is Braj Mandal. This is Kamai, or every single village in Braj, there's some Leela connected to the Lord. This is Kamai or Karela or Dabara or whatever. And these Leelas are here. So this is a holy place. Our village, say Sanatana Goswami came to Aritagram. This is called Aritagram, named after Aristasura. It's called Aritagram. And later, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, it became known as Radhakund. It was called Aritagram. Sanatana Goswami comes to Aritagram and he meets the people and they say, please stay. No, I have to go on. But no, it says in the Shastras you should stay for 3 days in the holy place. This is Aritagram, this is Radhakund, you should stay. So there's one village where he stayed for 3 days, or I think 2 days, because they were so insistent and so much loving. He stayed for 2 days preaching to them and helping them materially and spiritually improve their lives. Out of gratitude, out of love, they nicknamed him Mundi Baba, and he disappeared from this world on this day, on Guru Purnima. And at the time he was staying at Chakaleshwara, which is the Shiva temple. It's one of the Digpals, one of the 5 Digpals of Vrindavan. 4 directions, and the central one is Chakaleshwara, Manasiganga. Very ancient temple. His kutir is right next to there. And he was staying there when he left his body. And the Vrijavasis, they came for his darshan in the afternoon. They saw that he was in what they thought samadhi in the afternoon. And actually Sanatana had left this world to enter the Nitya Lila Pravishta. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Pravishta, to enter the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. They put his body on a palanquin and decorated him, and hundreds and hundreds of Vrijavasis with kirtan and procession, they circumambulated Manasiganga. And then they put his body on a bullock cart and took it to Vrindavan, at Dwarasaditya Tila. And then they enshrined his holy body in his Samadhi Mandir. What we say, Samadhi tomb, his burial tomb, his Samadhi Mandir behind his beloved Madan Gopal or Madan Mohan, in the shadow of that hill. So his samadhi is there, his body is there. So then every year, the next year after his Tirubhav, that year is there, I don't know, 1580 or something like that, maybe. 1585 or so, he left this world. 1585 AD. So that's 400 and so many years ago. 420 years ago. So 420 years ago, this great saint left Brajmandal, but still he's remembered today. If you any Brajbasi, he said, oh, tomorrow's Mundi Purnima. So he's been honored, respected, remembered, prayed to for 400 years, 420 years. Why? Because he was a giver. Parakara Upakara. Parakara Upakara. He was a giver, not a taker. Takers are soon forgotten. Prime ministers are big takers. Big takers. They're on the take, on the make. See how many crores you can rip off. So they're forgotten. He's a giver. He gave his entire being to Krishna, to Radha, and to all the Brijvasis. These are Brijvasis. These are Radha's people. Krishna loves to hear the gossip of the Brijvasis. He plugs his ears to the chanting of the Rig Veda, and he opens his heart and mind to the gossip of the Brijvasi ladies at the Jamuna collecting water. He loves to hear their gossip. The gossip of the Brij ladies, Brijvasi gopis, the Braja gopis collecting water from the Jamuna, Krishna hides in the bushes and listens to it. He prefers that over the Rig Veda being chanted by the wings of Garuda, or rather the Samaveda, which is chanted by the wings of Garuda when he flies. Samaveda comes off his wings, the shlokas. So this is Mundi Purnima. It's amazing how every Brijvasi is remembering a Gaudiya Vaishnava saint, Sanatana Goswami. And he is the Sambandha Charya. He is the guru of Sambandha Gyan, which is the basis. No basis. If there's no foundation, there's no building. You can't make a skyscraper you can't go 50 stories up without going 15 stories down under the ground. It's called a foundation. We've gone up 30 feet, so we have 8 feet foundation. So the foundation, the basis, the foundation is Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan means attraction. What is attraction? No attraction, no movement. So the principle of attraction is based on Sambandha. You can't desire something you don't know. Can you desire something you never heard about? So Sambandha is that knowledge which creates desire. That knowledge which creates attraction. That's Sambandha Gyan. Sanatana Goswami is the acharya of that. And he has given us Madan Mohan, who is the attractor deity. Because now we're attracted to Madan. Madan means Cupid. The objects of this world which tantalize and satisfy our mundane senses. It represents Cupid. Lust to eat, lust to enjoy, lust to see, lust to taste, lust to smell, lust to hear, lust to have, touch, hold, possess. This is Madan. So this is binding us in the material world. This is ignorance. So this ignorance has to be cut by knowledge. Sanatana Goswami is giving that knowledge and giving that deity to attract us, Madan Mohan. That's the first principle of Krishna. Every deity is Madan Mohan, every deity is Govindaji, and every deity is Gopinath. It's not three different deities. These are principles. First, Krishna in the deity form acts with the principle of attraction. You have to be attracted. And once you're attracted to somebody, then you can do something with them. A man is attracted to a girl, then what does he does something with her. Right? Doesn't just look at her. Gee, I'm really attracted to you. Okay, now what? That's all. Bye. And then that whatever you do, it ends up somewhere. It goes somewhere. Oh my God, 3 kids. A house, a job, bills, mortgages. So that's the prayojan. That's the final point. There's attraction, engagement, and a conclusion. So this Madan Mohan, Krishna first appears with the principle of attraction, was embodied in Madan Mohan. And then when we're attracted, then we know about Krishna, we know who we are and who he is and what we should do, which is the gift of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana, He is Sanatan. He's eternal. We're in ignorance eternally. Krishna Bahirmukh. Our face is turned away from Krishna. Anadir, Anadir, Anadi. It says Anadi. Anadi Krishna Bahirmukh. Anadi. No beginning. It's not like in the beginning we were here, then we felt. From time immemorial, eternally, Anadi. No Anadi. No beginning. We're always the Tasya Shakti, always in this material world. Nitya Bharajivas. Anadi Krishna Bahirmukh. This Mukh is his face. Bahir, our face is turned away from Krishna. Sambandhagyan. Krishna first appears in the principle of attraction. So any deity, our deity, our, whatever deity we have, is people have this confusion. Well, first I do puja, Madan Mohan, and then I get Sambandhagyan. Then I go to Govindaji and do puja. People have this idea that every deity acts all these three ways. But each of these deities also represents this. Rupa Goswami's deity represents this. He's a Seva Murti for the entire Gaudiya Sampradaya. We pray to Govindaji to engage in service. And that's his purview. And he also has a speciality. It's one and different. Yes, it's like this, but it's not that if I have a Krishna deity, his name is Kishore, or Rasika Shamrai, that he's not, I better change his name to Madan Mohan. So I changed the name of my deity to Madan Mohan, and then once I develop Sambandhagyan, I want to engage in service, and I change his name to Radha Govinda. And once I develop my service to, and I've come to Baba, then I change the deity's name to Radha Govinda. People can think like this. But this is quite upside down. But Sanatana Goswami, he is this guru of Sambandhagyan. And it's explained by Rupa Goswami himself. He said, all of the writings I am giving in Abhideya are the result of my guru, my Shiksha guru. He is the Sambandhacharya. My writings are only an expansion of his writings. He gave us Brihad Bhagavatamritam by Sanatana Goswami. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjwala Nilamani, they are expansions of the basic rasas and principles given by Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamritam. Rupa Goswami is saying this. This is a day that the Sambandhacharya entered the Nitya Lila, and we're remembering him on this day. It's remarkable that Braj has such regard. One at thousands of sadhus. How many sadhus have come and gone in Braj Mandal in 5,000 years? So all those great Siddhamatmas and all those thousands of saints have come and gone in Braj Mandal. But the Brijvasis only remember one. Sanatan Goswami Pada Ki.
Jai.
Mundi Baba Ki.
Jai.
So today, all over, not only Brijvasis, all over Rajasthan, all these whole people, Bihar, they know that this is Mundi Purnima, and it's because we're celebrating the disappearance of Mundi Baba, who was a great saint in Braj. That means a lot. And Braj, just see the high position he's in. And he's our, Sanatana Goswami is our family member. He's Gaudiya Vaishnava. We are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We are in his family. We are aspiring for his eternal service. Vande Rupa Sanatana Auraguya Go Sri Jiva Gopalako Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro Premamritambo Nidhi Dira Dira Jana Priyo Priyakaro Nirmatsaro Pujito Sri Chaitanya Kripa Baro Bhuvi Bhavo Paramahantarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Srila Sanatana Goswami Pada Ki Jai. He Chai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandan Yaho Itte Vignanash Abhishta Puran Sri Rup Sri Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. By remembering the lotus feet of these six Goswamis, Sri Rupa Goswami Pada, Sri Sanatana Goswami Pada, Sri Jiva Goswami Pada, Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami Pada, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami Pada, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Pada, remembering their lotus feet, all the obstacles, all the vigna to bhakti can be removed. Ichai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandan Yoite Bignanash Charanavandan. Just worshipping Vandan, offering prayers, Charanavandan, offering prayers and worshipping their lotus feet. All the obstacles, offenses, aparads, doubts, confusions, cheating, everything can go away. So powerful they are. So our Sanatan Bhava, our Sanatan Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad, he is honored on this holy day by millions and lakhs of millions of people. They're all going around Giriraj Bhava, Govardhan, Parikrama, Giriraj Parikrama, remembering Mundi Bhava. And so many of them go to see his kutir at Manasi Ganga. Everyone, though, so many of them will go into Chakleshwar, see Chakleshwar Mahadev, and then pay respects to his Bhajan Kutir. So we sang this song, which is not recorded, but we're going to record the translation. It's called Sanatan Goswami Suchak Kirtan. These are bhajans which are sung on the disappearance day of the great devotees. And they encapsulate in a short form the life and teachings of that great devotee, the devotional life and teachings of that great devotee. We have included in our Samadhis book these kirtans, which we collected from a very ancient songbook and had translated by Subhag Maharaj, our god brother. We included them here for devotees to sing on the tirabhavs of the great devotees, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das. And we also tried to write one for Prabhupada. This was a Suchak Kirtan for Prabhupada. His whole life, devotional life, is contained within this song. It's on page 167. That's our attempt to write a Suchak Kirtan for Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Bala Leela Jaya Sankirtan Bilas Jaya Jaya Naga Kirtan Gora Premaras Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jaya Ratha Yatra Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna Jaya Mahamantra Jaya Saraswati Thakur Mahamukta Jan Dasana Dasa Jaya Charanaravinda Sri Bhakti Vedanta Jaya Ratna Dvija Raj Jaya Bhagavata Jaya Bhakti Tika Kaviraj Jaya Radha Damodara Sri Jiva Goswami Seva Kunja Jaya Jaya Sri Rupa Manjari Jaya Srila Prabhupada Sri Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Jaya Jagadguru Jaya Nittai Gaur Jaya Bhagavata Gita Jaya Shastra Praman Jaya Jaya Prachar Kripa Patita Pavan Jaya Radha Krishna Mandir Jaya Sadhu Sangha Sri Krishna Prasada Jaya Iskan Brihat Mridanga Jaya Sri Kishora Jaya Jaya Sri Kishori Jaya Hari Nama Jaya Jaya Bibiti Sri Krishna Balarama Jaya Gopagan Srila Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Sri Iskan Jaya Nityalila Jaya Jaya Vrindavan Shama Shama Charana Seva Jaya Govardhan Jaya Shuddha Nama Jaya Braja Vasasa Jaya Guru Kripa Jaya Dina Nitya Das. So this is glorify Prabhupada's life. Usually the standard is in Bengali Kirtan that the Padakarta, who has written that pada, includes his name at the end of the song. Naratama Dasa Abhilash, Bhakti Vinod, etc. So we did the same thing. Dina Nityadas, this fallen eternal servant of yours. Only by receiving your mercy, Srila Prabhupada, and by purely chanting the holy names of Radha and Krishna, can this fallen eternal servant of yours ever fulfill his desire to live eternally in Vrindavan. This is the last line of translation. Translation is there, 169. So we'll read the translation to Sanatana Goswami Sucha Kirtan by Radhavallabha Das. When Sri Rupa Goswami accepted the renounced order of life, Sanatana Goswami was in prison. Greatly distressed, Rupa Goswami was thinking within his mind. Gaurahari has mercifully delivered me, but he has neglected this fallen one. Sanatana Goswami was thinking of this. When greatly distressed, Sanatana Goswami thought this because Sanatana Goswami was arrested by the Nawab. Because Sanatana Goswami stopped going to work, and he was studying the Srimad Bhagavatam with 10 different pundits in his house, and he sent a message to the Nawab. Nawab is like the governor or whatever, Muslim ruler. The message was that your minister, Davir Kash, or whatever the name that he was given, Muslim name he was given. I think it was Davir Kash, Sharik Malik or something. He is very sick, he can't attend to his duties. So Sanatana Goswami was home studying the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the tikkas with 10 different pundits. Of course, that paid off because later he wrote the Brihad Bhagavatamritam with his commentaries, which is such an enlightened and beautiful, important book of Sambandha Gyan for everyone to study. The Nawab was missing Sanatana Goswami, so he went to his house to personally find out because he's his chief minister, his main minister. And when he got there, he saw Sanatana was quite in good health, surrounded by 10 pundits discussing the Sanskrit tikkas and commentaries on the Bhagavatam. Sanatana, or Davir Kash, you seem to be quite healthy. Why are you not attending your duties? Your Honor, actually, I'm not interested anymore. What? How will I run this kingdom without you? You have so many affairs of state to attend to? Immediately, you go, you come with me. No, I will not go. All right, guards, arrest him. Put him in jail. Sanatana Goswami was arrested. Greatly distressed, he was thinking within his mind. This is the thinking of Sanatana. Gaurahari has mercifully delivered my brother, Sri Rupa, but he has neglected this fallen one. I am bound hands and neck by the sinful reactions of my previous karma. All of this has locked me in this prison of the Nawab. Oh, Mahaprabhu, with the ropes of your mercy, please firmly tie my hair and drag me to the lotus feet. Behind me is a sea of unlimited depth. On both sides is fire, and before me stands a hunter with an arrow aimed at my head. In this way, a she-deer is entrapped in great danger and is crying in grief. Oh Lord, please save me from this disaster. You effortlessly liberated Jagai and Madai, just as Vasudev liberated Achamya. At least with a shadow of your mercy, give me the shelter of your lotus feet, which are like a boat. The whole world will glorify your merciful deeds. Kindly lift me out of this deep ocean of suffering. No one else can free me from this state. After receiving a confidential letter from his brother, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana thought like this. He felt pleased within his heart and began remembering Lord Gauranga. This Radhavallabha Das, a disciple of Srinivasacharya, says, after reading Rupa's letter, Sanatana felt pleased within his heart, but he kept the letter a secret. Because in the letter, Rupa Goswami was explaining to him how to get out of jail I gave him an idea. And then someone later came and brought some gold coins. And he explained to the jailer that he was a relative of his and this and that. And then he gave a little pranami. He gave him a small contribution. A couple of gold coins, and then he was released. And then he could join Rupa Goswami and Lord Chaitanya. Of course, in this prayer, or this Sucha Kirtan, it doesn't really delineate the entire life. But one particular moment in the life of Srila Sanatana Goswami, which was very touching to the Padakarta. And we've heard some glories here about Sanatana Goswami. So we can also read a little bit more. When he was a young child, Sanatana Goswami had a dream that a beautiful Brahmin boy came in his dream and gave him the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can see that Sanatana Goswami had an intense relationship with the Srimad Bhagavatam. In his dreams, in his youth, in his adulthood, and throughout his life. And therefore he gave us the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Feeling ecstatic from that dream, he awoke, but he didn't see the boy or the Bhagavatam. When he began his puja that morning, a little Brahmin boy came to visit him. And who was that Brahmin boy? It was Krishna himself in the disguise of a Brahmin. And he said to Sanatan while he was doing his puja, "Please, Panditji, please accept this Bhagavatam from me. Always study it and you will attain perfection." So Krishna came as a Brahmin and he gave a gift to Sanatana. He said, "You study this Srimad Bhagavatam, and what will you attain? Perfection," which means Krishna Prema. Nashta Preisha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Tamashvake Bhakti Bhagavati Nashtiki. One of the books that Sanatana Goswami wrote is called Krishna Lila Stava. And in there are many verses where he glorifies the Srimad Bhagavatam. "O holy Bhagavat, you are my only company, my only friend and my guru. You are my greatest treasure and my personal savior. You are the emblem of my highest fortune and the very form of ecstasy. I offer my obeisances unto you." This is a beautiful Sanskrit prayer from Krishna, Lila Stava, by Sanatana Goswami, where he's glorifying the Bhagavat. When Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, he gave them an order. He said, "You should go to Vrindavan and you should do four things. Uncover Sri Krishna's pastime places." It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Bengali is there. Lila Stali. Prakat or something, Gupta Lila Stali Prakat or something. "Install deities and arrange for their puja. Compile bhakti scriptures. Propagate the rules of devotional life." They traveled, Rupa and Sanatan traveled all over Brajmandal, never sleeping, always writing and discussing Krishna Lila and chanting Nam Sankirtan. Sanatana Goswami wouldn't even beg rotis, he would beg dry prasad. It's called dry prasad. Cooked prasad is rotis. He would just say, "Atta, give me some atta." They would give him some gehun atta. He would mix it with some Jamuna water. Then he would make a small ball. This is a famous, it's called bati. There's a whole pastime with Madan Mohan. When Sanatana was worshipping Madan Mohan, he was keeping him in the tree. And every day he would take this flower, mix it with Jamuna, and gather some dried leaves and twigs, make a fire. When the fire burned into coals and ashes, he would throw these little wheat balls in there, like people throw to the fish. They make these little balls if they have stomach problems or some problem with a particular planet. Then they feed turtles and fish these little wheat balls. He would throw those wheat balls in the ashes and cook them up. And if you've ever done that, if you've ever camped out or ever gone camping and done things like this, we've done camping, go out, camp in the woods, take some flour, go out in the woods for 5-7 days in the mountains, and you take and you mix it with water, and because flour is very light, a couple kilos of flour you can stay for a week or so in the jungle, and make some of these balls. You make the ball, and when you throw it in the fire, when it cooks, it gets all black ashes on the outside. It's all covered with black, because it has to stay in there a long time, because the wheat ball is about this big, and it takes a while for the radiant heat from the charcoals of the wood, the heat has to radiate, it's like a leaven, has to radiate inside the inner core of that ball of wheat. No microwave ovens in the jungle. So it takes time for that heat to go inside. Otherwise, the outside will be hard and crisp, hard and crusty, and inside will be raw flour, if you ever have any experience cooking these things. So you have to leave it in the coals for a long time, so the heat radiates, not by fire, it's coals, it's not flame, it's radiation. The radiation from those coals will radiate all the way to the center of that wheat ball and cook the center. And when the outside becomes burned to a crust. The outside becomes burned, that's called bhati. I don't know the exact meaning of bhati. The outside, 16th of an inch, is black crust. Hard black crust on the inside. That's what he was offering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhati. Charcoal wheat balls. Sounds good? How about if you have a little salt? Not bad, right? But bina nalik. No salt. Salt-free diet. That's what he was offering. But that's all he had. And he was offering Tulsi Patra, love and devotion, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam, Yome Bhakti Prayashati, Tadham Bhakti Pavitam, Yashnami Prayatatmama. With devotion. And Madan Mohan was eating it. He was eating it. Krishna was eating charcoal. Charcoal is black. Carbon, black. Soot, ash. Shiva wears ashes on his body, but Krishna eats it. Right? Shiva has basma on his body, ashes. We don't read anything about Shiva eating ash. Shiva's so detached and renounced because he's covered with ashes and naked. But Madan Mohan, for his devotee, Krishna will eat charcoal for his devotee. Krishna will eat ashes for his devotee. Krishna will take a peacock feather and wear it on his head for time immemorial for his devotee. Because his devotee offered that with love and devotion. The peacock's danced and preem and offered that feather. So he, for time immemorial, that's more mukut. Krishna's famous for more mukut. Not just mukut. Narayan, Ram, Vishnu, they all have mukut. Soma mukut, they all have crowns, but nobody has more mukut. More mukut is Vamsi Dari Krishna. Dirty, stinky, stooly feather on his head. Feathers contaminated, dirty, filthy. You get a feather in your soup. You get a pigeon feather lands in your dal, you'll eat it? Why not? Because it's contaminated. Peacock feather is different? Yes? No. And Krishna's wearing his head. This is Krishna. See, in love there's no rules. In love, prema is like this. Oh, Sanatana, you have nothing, but you have pure love in your heart for me? And this is all you have? And you're eating the same thing? It's not that you're offering me mystery and you're eating chop and bhog. You often see that people have deities and they put a few little pieces of sugar in front of the deities and they go out to a 5-star and eat chop and bhog. It's very common. Very, very common. You're laughing, but it's very common. People have deities, they have deities in their houses, and they give a cup of water with tulsi and they have some little tiny pieces of mystery or something, those little sugar. And they put tulsi on that, and maybe they put a piece of chana, or like one brown raisin, and then they put that as there's your bhog. And then they go out to the 5-star and eat 3,000 rupee lunch. What they've done, Puja, big house. They don't even offer the food. They have professional cooks and they cook and feed them. And the deity's just getting, the pajuri, he keeps them in a jar. He keeps them in a jar in the temple room. He goes in, takes out the jar and puts a few pieces on the plate and brings it. You can't conceive because we're devotees and whatever we eat, we offer. But there are thousands of houses in India that do exactly like this. And they're big, big people, there's nothing. But they don't have bhakti that my food should be what I eat. Or how can I go eat in a five-star in Krishna's eating Muslim? Sanatana Goswami was eating that also. He wasn't eating bhakti then going out and getting some halwa from Bandara. That's all he was eating. Madan Mohan's bhakti Mahaprasad. So one day in a dream, Madan Mohan said, "Can I get a little salt?" And Sanatana Goswami said, "All right, Thakurji. Thakurji. Now you want salt, tomorrow you want sabji. Oh, Thakurji, please be kind to me. Don't you understand? Can't you see that there's only you and me? So please accept this crusty bhatti. Please accept this burnt and crusty bhatti and be kind to me." So, you know the story that eventually Raj Kapoor came and built a beautiful temple. Snadango Swami Pada Ki Jai.